Good morning. Welcome to everyone on this All Saints Sunday, November the 1st, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. In pre-pandemic times, we would gather together today to remember the saints of Zion who passed away this year, by inviting family members to come to the front and light a candle of remembrance. Because we are not gathering in person, I would invite each of you to gather three candles at home that you can light during our litany as a sign of remembrance and love. I ask that you keep Denise and Rory Hafner in your prayers today. Rory's grandmother, Carol Otterbein, passed away peacefully on Friday afternoon. Also, I would ask that you keep our neighbor's daughter, Aaliyah Fletcher, and her family in your prayers. She was diagnosed with a progressive form of leukemia about a week and a half ago. So please keep Aaliyah, her husband, and her two daughters, and her extended family in your prayers as she begins treatment. The messenger will hopefully be available by Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. Please look for it in your email. And yes, hopefully it will be here out by then. Our go-to meeting coffee hour meets at 11 o'clock this morning. Please join us if you are able. And also please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you to all who support and pray for our congregation. There will be an updated financial statement for September in your messenger. Let us take a moment to gather our thoughts and hearts for worship. Our All Saints Day litany is adapted from Reverend Mindy Welton Mitchell. We begin. We remember the great ancestors of our faith, from Abraham and Sarah to Paul and Phoebe. Ancestors of the faith, we remember you. We remember the prophets and priests, the ministers and teachers who have taught us the way of God. Teachers of the faith, we remember you. We remember our grandparents and parents, aunts and uncles, those who have gone before us in our lifetime. Family of our faith, we remember you. We lift up the memories of children and grandchildren, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives and parents, whose lives have ended too soon. Those close in our heart, we remember you. We hold in our prayers all who have died of COVID-19 over this past year. We remember all who have fought cancer, heart disease, strokes, and the many other diseases in the world that have claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. Freed from pain and struggle, we remember you. We lift up to you, O God, the names of those we have lost in this past year from our lives, knowing that they are with your heart forever. As we read these names, we will pause after each name to light a candle, to remember, pray, and give thanks for their life. We remember Ruby Deering. We remember Harold Seiler. And we light a third candle to remember friends and family who live with the saints and who are never forgotten. Loving God, we celebrate the lives of those we have named and lift up many more names in our hearts. Family of God, we remember you and we honor you. We know you are with us in the spirit of worship, and you will not be forgotten. We give you thanks, O God, for all who have gone on to join with you beyond this life. We trust in the hope of resurrection and the promise of new life in Christ, and we know that you are with us in our grief and celebration. We are never alone. In the name of Christ, in whom love lives forever, we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray our prayer of the day. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We will now hear our opening song, Give Thanks for Saints, and that is from the ELW hymn number 428.